It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. I brought some things to show you. They look like cards, flash cards from schools or something. But they're really photographs. Take a careful look at them. See that? The interesting thing about them is that they're two photographs. One, two. And they look very much alike. Yeah, I'll show you another one. See? There are two of that, too. Waterfall. Well, a long time ago, people didn't have television, but they still liked to look at interesting pictures. And they would put pictures like these in a special viewer, and they would look at them very, very carefully. Mr. McFeely's going to bring us the special viewer in a little while. But right now, I'd like to sing about something even more special, and that something is you. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Special, you are. There's somebody at the door. See who that special person is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, good day to you.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought it. Come in, will you?
I'll show you.
I have the slides right here.
Want to see how it works?
Yes, will you sit over here?
Alrighty, for a few minutes here, Dave.
So this is the Stereopticon.
Stereopticon, that's right.
I'd like you to see what this looks like. This is the viewer. I guess you look right in here, don't you?
That's right.
And put the picture right back here, is that it?
And then you hold it up to your eyes.
Is this how you do it?
That's right, it goes right in there. Now you look into it like this, right? And move the picture back and forth until it's in focus.
I see.
You see? Is it in focus yet?
Yes, that's good. It's funny, those two pictures come together to look like one.
They look a little deeper too, don't they?
Yes.
Now there's another picture there you can try.
Oh, there are lots of pictures here. Sorry.
Here we go, speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
There you go, you can try that one. Mm-hmm. When I was a little boy, my grandfather had one of these.
You mean one of these stereopticons?
Right. And he liked to look at it because he saw places that he'd like to visit sometimes. He'd never been there, and he'd like to go visit them.
Oh, I can imagine that. Try
another one.
There's one at the Pacific Ocean. They really look pretty in here. Did you and your grandfather have good times together?
Yes, we did, seeing pictures and going places. And I like to travel, and right now I should travel and say speedy delivery to you.
Oh, do you have to go? Well, could I borrow these to show my own family?
Sure, keep it for the rest of the day, all righty?
Oh, I'd like that. Thank you.
Okay, well, right now, just say speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, that was a stereopticon. Good day to you.
Sure was. Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
Oh, there's the telephone. Busy day. Hello. Hi, Bob. Oh, yes. Oh, good. I'd like to come over. Thank you very much. All right, I'll bring my television friend. Bye-bye. That's Bob Trowe saying that there's someone there who makes stained glass windows. Let's go together to Bob Trowe's workshop. All right? Come on.
We can talk. Fred, this is a fellow I wanted you to meet. This is Bill.
I'm glad to know you, Bill.
How do you do, Fred? Pleasure.
Wanted my television friends to see how you make stained glass windows. Or stained glass anything, I guess. Yeah.
This is a window.
This is a window. We've designed this to go into school. It's just a little rainbow.
It's really fascinating stuff.
And what are you doing, just following this pattern here?
Yes, we drew a picture of it, Fred. And we drew lines in all the way along, which were, by the way, traced to another piece of paper. And we cut them up with a special pair of scissors that we have here. Now, I don't know if you notice any difference in those, but if you...
They look like regular scissors to me. Hey, what's that?
Well, they cut along the pencil line so that we have a piece of paper the exact size and shape of every piece of glass in there, and that little piece that comes out leaves room to put our lead in between the glass.
So they're scissors that really cut with two edges, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That interesting. And so you make your patterns.
We make our patterns, and if you notice, Fred, we have a number on each of the patterns so that... We know exactly where every piece goes. We just start at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and on up till we get to the end of it.
Now, this says 13R.
Well, the R stands for red.
I see. And this says 15LTB.
Light blue.
I see. Are you working on the red one now,
right.
Is that it?
Then we just lay the paper pattern down on a piece of glass. Can we take a glass cutter and score the glass with him?
Bill said you can tell by the sound whether it's cutting or not.
Yes, you have to hear a kind of a little scratchy sound, and then you just tap on the bottom and start and just break them off.
Boy, the practice that must take.
Oh, yes, it takes probably about 4 years to learn the trade. And when it's cut to pattern, you just simply set it into the lid.
Show Fred that homemade tool you made there, Bill.
Well, we have some kind of interesting things that we work with. That is a knife that we use to cut the lead.
It's very heavy.
It's made of lead.
It has a lead handle so that I can use it as a little light hammer to tap the glass into place and also... to drive a nail in to hold it.
Those are horseshoe nails, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We use horseshoe nails because they have very sharp points and they're tapered and very easy to pull out. We just use them to tack the pieces into place until we can solder the lead joints. Now we have a piece of glass in there. We just put another lead strip in.
That strip looks like a little frame.
Well, it's kind of made like a capital H, so the glass will slide into both sides of it.
Does look like an H there. So the glass can go in here.
Right. And the next piece of glass on the other side. I'll just cut it off with my sharp knife. Open it up. It crushes down a little bit when you cut it. Open it up. Now we're ready for the last piece.
You have it already.
Yeah, we had that pre-cut. Well, usually when I'm cutting color, I cut all of one color first, and then cut the next color, and that way it's all ready to go. Then we have to put a strip of lead up the outside.
That's heavier lead there, right?
Yes, it's heavier lead to frame it to make sure it stays together.
You mean we're going to be able to see this finished window?
I think we can see it very, very soon.
He has to solder the joints now,
we have to solder all the lead joints, or the balance of the lead joints. And then it will be far from finished. But we can see what it's going to look like.
It's the light behind it that really makes it look pretty.
Right, the colored glass without light coming through it is very dead most of it. You've got to have light coming through it.
What is that you're putting on?
This is a flux to put on there to make the solder run a little bit faster. And then we'll solder the joints. Takes just a few minutes for my soldering iron to get hot enough. There it is.
Bill, have you always been interested in making things with your hands?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I made models and built cars when I was small. I was always interested in drawing. You have to be able to draw to make stained glass windows.
All the drawing's done first.
That's right. You start with an idea and make a drawing. And then you make a larger drawing.
Need more solder?
Oh, thank you. There, I think now we can see what our window looks like.
Special?
That's really nice.
You can see hand behind it. Hello. Your rainbow. Right. That's going to be great for a school, isn't it?
Oh, I think it'll be very nice.
There's some other finished ones back there. Is that?
I was going to show you this one first. Here's a wee little job. It could be hung on a Christmas tree that he made.
It's like a bird, huh?
Cardinal. Red glass.
That's pretty. You make this the same way as you made the window?
Same thing.
Just have to cut wee little pieces of glass.
You have to cut smaller pieces, and I hang them in the window to cheer me up.
I guess so.
Yeah, you could hang that window.
But what about those big ones?
Here's the big ones right here.
Look at that. That black glass.
That one has black glass, and black glass is very strange. You can't see through it at all.
Isn't it beautiful?
You could look directly at the sun and not see it.
What a nice pattern it makes.
How about that boat next there?
Well, that was Noah's Ark. And we did that as a symbol in a church window, and I liked it so well I made one for myself. and we've kept it.
Isn't it great to like the things that you do?
Oh, it certainly is.
This looks like another rainbow all straightened out.
That's a rainbow that didn't get bowed.
What kind of glass is in this one?
This is what they call opalescent glass. It's kind of like a marble.
You can't see through it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different.
That's the kind you see in lamps a lot, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of lampshades made
here's that. Did you make this, Bill?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that fun to see?
Well, it's kind of fun to be surrounded by color.
I guess so. You must have been working in this field for many, many years.
Oh, yes.
To be able to get to be that good.
Over 20 years.
Over 20. Well, thank you for sharing some of it with us now. Are you working at it, too?
Where do you see? Bill taught me how to cut. I'm going to try to cut a piece of glass here for you. See if I can remember what he said.
Even curved, huh?
Then sometimes you have to tap it underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to tap it a lot. How am I doing, Bill?
Oh, right under the scratch.
Oh.
There. Wow.
I see. There we are. You don't let it drop like that if you can help it, right?
You did that well.
You have to be very careful with the edges because they're terribly sharp.
Put together there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's lots to be careful of in this trade, I'm sure.
Yes.
Thank you for showing us this.
I thought you'd like
that. It was a real treat for me.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Bill.
See you later, Fred.
Bye-bye, Bob. Didn't Mr. Ziemer manage that glass well? He could cut it and not get hurt. You and I couldn't do that right off the bat. No, that takes lessons and practice. And broken glass is very sharp, and even when it's a pretty color, it isn't something to play with. Mr. Ziemer works with many different colors, doesn't he? The reds and the blues and the yellows, they were beautiful. He's an artist. He's an artist who knows how to work with glass. Do you know what a rainbow is? It isn't made of glass, but it does have all those colors. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Mr. McFeely could be searching for a rainbow in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, Prince Tuesday certainly likes those crayons you gave him, Miss Belificae.
Oh, I'm so glad. My children used to love to color with crayons when they were little.
Perhaps Tuesday will grow up to be an artist.
Wouldn't that be nice? I used to love to draw when I was small. I still do.
Pictures of your king?
Well, no, I didn't know a king then. As a matter of fact, you're the first king I've ever known, sire.
Oh, how fortunate you are, first king she's ever known.
When I was a little girl in Westwood, I used to look for the rainbow after the rain, and I'd draw pictures of that. I like to pretend about following the rainbow all the way to another land.
And did you?
Did I what, Fatty?
Follow that rainbow to another land.
Oh, no, dear. That was just a wish. I didn't travel to another kingdom until I came here.
I might say I'm glad you came here.
Well, I am, too.
You know, we haven't had a rainbow here in a long time.
Rainbow? What's a rainbow?
Why, Prince Tuesday, surely you must know what a rainbow is.
Uh-uh.
In the sky, after it rains, the sunlight shines on the raindrops.
It's a big curve like this, with beautiful bands of color.
And there's always a pot of gold at the end of it.
Oh, Friday, that's just fun to pretend. There's really not a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Well, a king can believe whatever he wants about rainbows.
Well, anybody can.
Here, Prince Tuesday, let me show you how to color a rainbow. Well, wait a minute.
That'd be a nice idea.
Crayons. Okay. Now, you watch. We put red first, then orange, then yellow.
That's quite fine, Polyphicae.
Thank you. Then green, then blue.
What's beautiful.
And we finish with violet.
But the real ones don't last very long.
Me try.
Yes, Tuesday, you try.
Oh, good, you try.
That's the way.
Excellent, Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, I wish we could have a rainbow here at the castle all the time.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, why, of course. What a royal thought. We must have a rainbow here at the castle.
But it hasn't been raining, sire.
Oh, it doesn't have to rain, Miss Polyphicate. In a neighborhood of make-believe, we certainly can have rainbows without rain.
Well, how could we do that, Friday?
Without rain?
I shall command Mr. McFeely to go out and find a rainbow and bring it back here.
Bring it here?
It will be the most important delivery of his entire career. Where is he now? McFeely?
He's at MGR TV, sire, with Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, then that's where I'm going. You'll have that rainbow, son. Farewell.
Farewell, sire.
Well, Friday certainly gets some big ideas, doesn't he, Miss Polyphicae?
Oh, he surely does. Oh, I wonder what Mr. McFeely is going to say when he hears about this.
Yes, I wonder, too. Now, let me see that one again, McFeely.
All righty. There you go. Is it in focus?
You better bring it in a little closer.
Like that?
That's it. Right there is fine.
You see?
Well, isn't that something?
Didn't I tell you that was a beautiful slide, Lady Elaine?
Oh, it's just an old building. Oh. My museum go-round's in better shape than that.
Why, Lady Elaine, that's the Parthenon in Athens, Greece, one of the most famous buildings in all the world.
Maybe I'll go there someday and see the place.
Well, now let me see. Oh, here's one in here. I'll put this one in and show you this one.
This name your quest.
There you go. This is a scene from Downtown Liberty. There you go.
Downtown Liberty.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Oh, from long ago, huh?
Long ago.
Well, this is really fun, this stereopic
thing.
Mr. McFeely,
good day, Lady Elaine, I presume.
Well, Friday, welcome to Name Your Quest, the program that takes you into another world of adventure.
Except we don't have an adventure to go on.
Yes, you do.
We do?
We do.
McFeely, I want you to go on a very important quest. I want you to find a rainbow and bring it back to the castle.
A rainbow and bring it back?
Well, now, that's the kind of thing people will like. Thanks, Friday. McFeely, I'll give you one of my remote cameras, and you can check in with us wherever you go.
But where will I go, and how will I get there? I don't know if I can...
By bicycle, or plane, or train, any means of travel you want.
But I don't know if I can do this,
well,
King Friday.
Well, I know that you can do it.
And so do I.
Thank you very much. We will expect to see the rainbow at the castle when you find it.
Good day,
quickly.
I don't know, Lady Elaine.
Now, let me show you this camera.
This camera, already?
Yeah. Now, all you need to do is to point this antenna here
in the
direction of my studio,
mm-hmm.
wherever you are, and we'll get the picture. Get the picture?
That's what you'll get.
Good.
That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery.
Rainbow.
A rainbow, rainbow, rainbow,
yeah,
rain delivery.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Rain delivery.
That's what we want.
Alrighty, that's what
rainbow
you'll get.
Rainbow delivery.
Mr. McFeely is off on a royal quest.
Do you know what the word quest means? It sounds a little like question, doesn't it? Well, when you ask a question, you want someone to tell you what you don't know. And when you go on a quest, you search for something that you don't know where it is. Quest, like question. There are many ways to look for new things. Many ways. You can look out of the windows of a car or a bus or an airplane. Riding on the back of an animal, you can see things as you go along. You can look all around and see what interests you. Sometimes at night I like to look right up into the sky. If it's clear, I can usually see the moon and some stars. Did you ever look at the moon through your window? Here you are, fish. Many ways of looking. Interesting things. We'll pretend some more about Mr. McFeely's quest tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special one for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Visit are the people of public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.